Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What's on your mind? Mr. Hennett on vacation. Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell, Jason Bohr from the Late Night Energy Council guest hosting today. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. Right off the bat, going to make you hungry. Lunch specials today in Valley City, exit 292 off I-94. Serving up the Swedish meatballs or lasagna. Can we put an and or in there? I don't know why you couldn't have meatballs and lasagna. Do both.
Okay, right? Garfield.
I'm just saying. West Main Avenue, West Fargo got the Swedish meatballs. Serving up chicken fettuccine on 12th Avenue. NP Avenue in Fargo has lasagna, and Glendon's doing that homemade from scratch chicken pot pie. Fantastic. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Also got a reminder for you, the Medora musical, the Medora Christmas is on tour, and they're getting ready to invade Grand Forks and Fargo on the tomorrow on the 9th. They're going to be at Chester Fritz in Grand Forks. You go to Medora.com, tickets available there on Friday. They've got a doubleheader in Fargo. That's at the Fargo Theater, 4:30 and 7:30. And then on Saturday, the 11th, coming up, Trinity Bible College in Ellendale, North Dakota. Then they're going to wrap up the Medora Christmas down in Alexandria, Minnesota, on Sunday the 12th at the High School Performing Arts Center there. All shows are at 7:30, except for the early show, Fargo, on Friday at 4:30. And tickets available at Medora.com. It's a fabulous show. If you haven't seen it, it's really awesome. And Teddy and the old Medora crew doing Christmas Medora style at Medora.com. What's on your mind? Jason Borzen for Scott Hennon today. Jason, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back. Great to be here.
Always good to have you. And we have Kelly Armstrong.
And we have Congressman Kelly Armstrong here as well.
All right, well, I am on the phone.
Fantastic. Well, take it away, Jason Bohr.
Hey, like thanks for joining us, Congressman.
Oh, absolutely. I like your rollout commercial. The PetroServe in Valley City is one of my go-to stops whenever I'm driving from one end of the state to the other. They have a pistachio muffin that is fantastic.
Oh, and they're French. Their French dip is killer. There you go.
You know a person who drives across North Dakota when they recognize the stops, going to Fargo for wrestling or Grand Forks, that would be my stop as well. Stop up there for a minute and, Congressman.
It's not that new of a remodel, but I like the old one before, and the new one is just, it's like really one of the best ones in the entire country.
That one really had character, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
There's a part of me that misses the old one, but.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, I guess it's all right that we're talking about gas stations because of your role on energy issues. But give us a rundown. What's going on in the energy space there? What are you hearing, Congressman, about what is happening in the energy world? Because what is happening is crazy, where we are asking other countries to increase their production of petroleum project and shutting our own down. It's absolutely bonkers.
Yeah, I mean, it absolutely is, and it started on day one, right? You know, they canceled the Keystone XL. I introduced the bill the very next day in Congress, but then they greenlight Nord Stream 2, which we're also finding out, right, from a strategic and a national security standpoint, that's a huge deal. I mean, I don't know if anybody's been paying attention, but Russia's knocking on the door of Ukraine right now, and, I mean, all of these things are part of it. But then they banned drilling on federal leases, asked OPEC to increase their production, draw down the SPRO because we're trying to reduce gas prices, even though apparently nobody in the administration knows that oil doesn't just magically turn to gasoline the minute you do something like that. So it actually has a counterbalance effect, and had gone from being a net oil exporter to a net oil importer. And all of those things are just, I mean, they really are self-induced wounds by the Biden administration, which makes it really, really frustrating for me and really, really frustrating for people all across the country.
Yeah, I mean, that there's actually a theme there, self-inflicted wounds, that emphasize a lot of these policy missteps. What I'm curious about, though, because, you know, sometimes what we see in headlines or on social media is kind of the initial very partisan take on these things. But when you're talking to people on the other side of the aisle, do they recognize the nonsense that, you know, just the oil issue for one?
Yes and no. I mean, we've had 13 hearings on the Clean Futures Act, Jason. And essentially, you know, we say all of the above energy, and I've said this on the radio show before. My house in Dickinson, we have the ethanol plant in Richardson. We have the biodiesel plant between Dickinson and Southart. We have the largest wind farm in Brady 1 and Brady 2. We're on the southern patch of the oil business, of the Bakken oil patch at Dickinson, and we grow all the cereal grains. I tell people in D.C. every time I can, if you want to see all of the above energy, come to my house. I'll have you over for dinner. But they don't really mean all of the above here. They mean, I mean, offshore wind and all of these different issues. But what is really frustrating, which is something you know about, I mean, we know about North Dakota, 13 hearings on the Clean Futures Act, and not a single one of them deals with permitting reform or litigation reform. So that's my number one concern. Even if you take for a second, which I don't, that this their plan is a good one, they can't put the infrastructure in place. I mean, they want to do this by 2030. They won't have the permits by 2030. And that's just the absolute reality of it. And they just refuse to acknowledge those kinds of things. Because the one thing that is really prevalent out here that I think is really unfortunate, and I saw this on Judiciary too, the Democrats in D.C. just simply won't do anything unless the national trial lawyers are okay with it. And the national trial lawyers aren't going to deal with political or with litigation reform in the permitting process. So it's my concern isn't that it succeeds because it can't. My concern is what happens to North Dakota ag businesses and North Dakota energy businesses in the process of failing. Because what happens in those types of scenarios is we end up having more consolidation. And I don't want more consolidation in the oil industry. I don't want more consolidation in the ag industry. The more companies and the more independent ag producers we have, the better it is for the state, the better it is for our small communities, and the better it is for consumers. So I think that's the real concerning part.
Yeah, you know, some of those infrastructure issues are really interesting because whether you're building transmission lines or charging infrastructure or pipelines, those things can't just happen in a vacuum. And I think that frustration is palpable among the developers who, you know, even if you want to push electricity from one side of the state to another side of the country, you can't do it without transmission.
And utilitarian infrastructure is never overly popular or local. But if you think it's hard to put a pipeline in eastern Montana, try putting a high voltage transmission line on the East Coast, where the minute you put that shovel in the ground, you devalue every property in the neighborhood by 40%. And we don't have to guess that that's happening. It is happening because there's a hydro plant in Canada that's trying to get energy down here. I mean, it's the cleanest form of energy. It should be everybody's. They're on their fourth state on the East Coast because nobody will allow it in their neighborhood. So this exists right now. This isn't hypothetical. And it's really, really frustrating. And it's really frustrating for a place that is so good at producing energy.
Yeah, I lived in a place north of Fredericksburg, Virginia, and they were trying to bring high voltage up a couple hundred miles, and they had to go underground, which is honestly worse for a lot of the externalities. But, of course, it's like 10 times more expensive, too. So it's incredibly difficult, makes life less quality of life for the homeowners who, you know, if you got a power outage underground, delays the repair time and all sorts of things, but they didn't want to look at it. And so they were willing to pay, like I said, 10 times more to do it that way for a worse product.
Well,
and that was when they could get built.
Yeah, and the other thing they're just simply not honest about, which I try and bring up, is, you know, in order to do this in the way you want to do this, you are going to have to run over local governments, absolutely run them over, because otherwise it's not impossible to do it. So if you're a guy that actually believes communities should have some say in how this stuff gets built, this should be scary to you. It doesn't matter if you're in a blue town or a red town or a purple town, East Coast, Central, or in the center of the United States, the only way this works is if they just take over federal control of doing this, and they know it, and they won't be honest about it.
Yeah, so here's a story on that issue. Back, I think it might have been EPAC 05, Energy Policy Act of 05, they created what I think they called like critical transmission corridors. And it really united both Republicans and Democrats in certain instances because took away the local control, and the state of New Jersey was located entirely in one of these corridors. So if you were in New Jersey, you were screwed on this plan. But it was what was needed to actually permit the types of projects that, for the most part, the Democrats were talking about on renewables. Now, at the same time, there's a lot of Republicans who were also looking at doing some interesting things on public lands, but they recognized the need for transmission reform.
Well, and you know this as well as I do. I don't know why we're having supply chain hearings on renewable energy. I mean, we should be having supply chain hearings on everything from Christmas gifts to, I met with BNSF yesterday, and, for a lot of reasons, which you'll appreciate, coal reserves are down all over the country. Well, now with the increased spike in natural gas, they're starting to have a real problem moving coal across the rail because our guys do a great job on rail, but they're not easy. They're not as easy to ramp up or get on and off with very, very big variances in the amount of product they're moving.
On that note, stand by. We'll have more coming up. It's What's in Your Mind, 1-800-228-0550. More coming up.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
News breaks every minute. Now, millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax when they really need to know. I do it, and you should too. Newsmax is already the fourth highest-rated cable news channel. Get the latest on COVID, the inflation surge, and what's really happening in Washington. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Tune in tonight at 7 p.m. Central and watch Grant Stinchfield. He's warning of the growing threat from China. Stinchfield is asking the tough questions. He's fighting for you. So tune in to Newsmax tonight for Stinchfield on all major cable systems in North Dakota and South Dakota, except for Midco. Midco carries 11 liberal news channels on basic cable but won't carry Newsmax. Remember that when Midco asks you to sign up for their services. Let them know you won't subscribe. Millions are also watching the free Newsmax app on their phones. You can get it for free on your smartphone store right now. Newsmax. I trust it, so can you.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. That's Mike Lindell and the team. You, my friend, have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. And Mike has another great offer for you. For his My Slippers, okay? They're going to be selling for 40% off. 40% off. They have the moccasins, the slip-ons, men's, ladies' styles, multiple colors to choose from in each style. They are awesome. I had my old slippers, you guys, that, I mean, literally, I almost wore a hole in the bottom of them. They were so nice. And the reason I really liked them was because of the memory foam that they had in them. They weren't my slippers. I now, just in the last week, got a pair of my slippers, finally getting them conformed to my feet, and oh my gosh. It's like putting your foot into a My Pillow. It's like, ooh, so nice. They're made by the folks that make Uggs. Got a huge discount right now on them, 40% off. Huge discount on the 3-inch mattress toppers as well. Now that's 50% off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square there, and get Mike's My Slippers 40% off, mattress topper 50% off, all with the promo code Scott. Scott is your promo code, as in Hennen. Or call 800-506-9028, MyPillow.com. Jason Boer's in for Scotty today on What's On Your Mind. Jason?
Hey, we were talking during the break about some of these infrastructure proposals and needs, and the fact that some of these bad ideas don't even have to be implemented into law. Tell us, the audience, what we were talking about and your point there, Congressman.
Yeah, like, and I think if people remember when the Clean Power Plan got, introduced by the Obama administration, I think what most people, you know, may not recognize all the time is most of that was never actually implemented into law. But just by announcing it and just by moving forward, it created lawsuits. We had the North Dakota suit versus Minnesota, and that litigation takes 2.5-3 years to do. So just the rhetoric alone can really, really negatively affect things that are really important in North Dakota. So, and particularly with an administration that can do a lot of damage by doing nothing, whether it's not doing permitting, all of those different issues. So this fight is already on, regardless of anything's really, truly going to become law or not. And that's before we talk about the social engineering bill that they're trying to pass that is, I mean, has as many Green New Deal provisions in it as any piece of legislation in the history of Congress.
That's probably a good transitionary thought to that social engineering bill, because part of this also seems to involve setting a baseline for rhetoric and conversation that, even though they know isn't going to happen in 2021, is it setting the stage to come back at it in 22 or 23 and make it seem just a little bit more reasonable each time? And then by the time 2024 rolls around, people are almost beat down to the idea of X, whatever that may be, whether it's this continued conversation, the pipelines are bad, or what you might have. But some of it, they're not trying to achieve on the first go-around anyway.
No, but if you drive up the cost of traditional, reliable, cheap energy, then the alternatives that are more expensive get more competitive just by the nature of increasing the cost, let alone the federal subsidies where we continue to pick winners and losers in the marketplace. I mean, that's absolutely true. And I think also with this Build Back Better, or whatever we're calling the bill, we've talked a lot about the top line, and we should, because our national debt is the number one security concern I have when I'm in D.C. But the real issue is there are so many different programs in that bill that will fundamentally alter every single citizen's relationship with the federal government from cradle to the grave. And those programs are really difficult to unwind once they get implemented. So one of the ways they're gaming the money on this, Jason, is because they're making them temporary with shorter sunsets. Well, I've been around this game a long time. You've been around the game a long time. Once a federal program exists, they don't almost never do they ever go away.
Yeah, that is a game, isn't it? Talking about the relationship with government, do people even our age that you interact with, do they understand kind of, do they have a philosophical baseline of why they believe government exists? Because I talk to kids sometimes, and they think, oh, government should do this or do that. I'm like, why do you think government exists? And, you know, I try and take it back to the social contract concept. But is that a vanishing thought that people even ground themselves in anything anymore?
I will tell you, one of my favorite things to do in this job is go speak to high school seniors, whether they're out here for a class trip or close up, or whether I get an opportunity to do it in North Dakota. And I've done it all over the state, big schools, small schools, bigger towns, smaller communities. And my staff knows to get me in front of a group of high school seniors whenever I'm having a really bad day. I'm very hopeful for our future. I think people get it. But I also think you run the risk of doing, you run the risk of how the messaging works. The DCCC put a social media post out last week that says the Obama administration has created 3.5 million jobs since coming into office. And the fundamental issue with that is very simple. The government does not create jobs. The government does not create things. The government takes things. And that is just fundamentally where we have to go. I mean, the government isn't writing most of those paychecks. And if we haven't expanded the government, federal employees by 3.5 million people since I've been in Congress. So that's some private business who's taking a risk, expending their own capital, missing their kid's birthday because they're building a business out. Those are the people who create jobs. And we should always remember that.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was something me and my old boss, Rattle Labrador, were talking about. You know, what is the product that government creates? Because wealth is created by creating new and better products. And private industry creates products. Government does not create a product. It monetizes the wealth of other people. And it does that by taking. Now, there may be some reasons why that is perfectly justified to improve the wealth and prosperity of the entire country, but it doesn't sell anything. And that is the breakdown sometimes happens.
100%. And there's a reason that our entrepreneurial spirit, listen, we don't have the unity of purpose of a communist government like China, nor do we ever want one. So how do we compete on that? We don't even compete. We succeed where they fail because we have destructive entrepreneurial capitalism, right? And 85% success in the capital market is usually a failure. But you know what happens the next time they get it right? And that's why this is the greatest country in the history of the world, because we create opportunities for people to succeed through competition, through everybody's equal at the starting point and continue to move over there. And the more we allow government to interact in that, even if their intentions are good, because I think that's one thing I push back on. I don't necessarily think people's intentions are bad. It's just there's nothing that the government runs, particularly the federal government, that ever runs within 10% of the efficiency that they promised it will. And that costs people money and time and frustration.
Yeah, and you really hit on something there that I think a lot of the time people's intentions on a lot of this stuff is good. And I, especially in my job, you know, I got to remember that sometimes the people on the other side, they just don't understand it as well as somebody who's in it day in and day out is. But they're trying to accomplish good things. And so as in your role, I think you've done a good job of saying, here's the positive vision of that. And here's the vision of what I'm trying to accomplish. And even on something like your involvement with this Conservative Climate Caucus, to put a different spin and a different explanation of why you're doing what you're doing, because we have to have solutions out there that people can look up to.
Well, that actually was really born out of the DAPL pipeline protest and the New York Times articles that were written about Western North Dakota, which is my home during the course of the oil boom, where everybody acted like it was a Superfund site. Well, my kids live there. My kids go to school there. I hunt and fish there as much as possible. To say that we don't care about our environment is patently false. And so being able to have those conversations is...
Congressman, thanks for your time. Hit the break here on What's in Your Mind. More on the way.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you. And we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison confirmed Wednesday Australia is joining the U.S. in a diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympic Games in protest of human rights abuses committed by China's government. Chinese media has laughed off the boycott, saying no one cares if politicians attend the Olympics. Another President Biden vaccine mandate was shot down by a federal judge Tuesday. George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley on Fox News says all the judges have the same conclusion. President Biden does not have the authority over the American people.
You have four rulings now across the country. These mandates are now frozen in amber until they can break them free on some type of appeal. But they all have one similarity. All of these judges are saying that President Biden's exceeding his authority.
USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Happy Wednesday. It's What's On Your Mind. Welcome back. Brought to you by our friends at Pucklich in Valley City. Wednesday Wheels is on. You know, Pucklich, well known for their pre-owned single owner trade-ins that they've got. And this is another one. Pre-owned single owner 2018 Buick Enclave Premium. Just 96,454 miles on this bad boy. Plenty of life left. It's got the 3.6 V6. Plenty of power. Great mileage. Exterior is that dark galvanized gray metallic with the leather appointed seating package. Very nice. Got all wheel drive, Apple Android, the CarPlay deal, heated seats, hands free lift gate, sunroof, a ton of other options to run through. And as always, as we said, Pucklich just specializes in these single owner vehicles. It was on the lot, $29,995. They've got it now for $28,000 even. So save over $1,000. You tell them you heard it right here on What's On Your Mind at Pucklich Valley City. They say, hey, you drive, we'll ride with you. Pucklich in Valley City. And again, 2018 Buick Enclave Premium was $29,995, now $28,000. Stop in and see him today. Jason Boer's in for Scott today, who's in New York City. Welcome back, Jace.
Nice to be back. Having a good time. Just finished up with Congressman Armstrong talking about supply chain issues. And ironically enough, our next guest and I have been talking about car stereo stuff, which is one of the things that is subject to the supply chain crunch. But her and I are going to be talking about the Lignite Energy Council, so a little bit of change of topic. But it's interesting as we were talking with the Congressman to think of all of the things that are reliant upon in our economy, and how so many of them come from across the seas. And the things that we do produce here, that we are capable of producing here, include energy resources. And right here in North Dakota, we are different from a lot of states in which we produce much of our own electricity. We export a lot of the rest of the electricity to states around the upper Midwest, but we as a state have the potential to be very self-sufficient when it comes to the basics, whether it's the ag, whether it's energy. We do a good job here. And Kay and I have worked together, but she is moving into a new role at the Lignite Energy Council and is going to be taking over the duties associated with public affairs, communications, and outreach, and to be able to publicize the types of things that we're talking about in the energy space. North Dakota has this 800-year supply of coal that provides this affordable, reliable, resilient electricity. And one of the things that Congressman Armstrong talked about was the supply crunch as it relates to coal and BNSF and how BNSF can't get the coal exactly where it needs to be because of these supply chain issues. In North Dakota, we have our power plants right next to the coal mines, so we don't ever have to really put our coal on a rail car to get it to where it needs to be turned into electricity. So it's just one of those advantages that we have in North Dakota that is unique to us. And we're well positioned to continue to be successful and be a leader in that regard as far as providing that affordable, reliable electricity without regard or without concern to the supply chain disruptions that happen everywhere else.
And we do have Kayla Coe, I believe. Hi, Kay.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. Yeah, you know, Jason brings up really, really good points that are probably one of my most favorite things to talk about when I've gone out on, you know, tours at schools and bring kids into different kinds of things because they see the coal trains going by all the time, whether they're on their way to school or sports or something. And, you know, they always ask me, well, is it the coal in North Dakota that makes me late for school? And absolutely it's not. And it's really kind of a funny topic to bring up and talk to them about the mine mouth operations that we have here in North Dakota, which is so much different than much of the rest of the country. You know, additionally, Jason, I think you sent out an email this week to our members thanking our coal miners for what they do, because another thing that we benefit from here is that we have a stockpile that's right next to the power plant. So when winter shows up that we're not used to here in North Dakota and kind of surprises us in December, we have access to all of the coal that's right there, and we don't have to rely on coal coming from elsewhere. And we don't have to wait for the trains of North Dakota coal.
Well, yeah, and, you know, North Dakota is a relatively small state population-wise, right? And so sometimes, and what we do here, coal, in the coal world, lignite is a very small sliver of the national coal picture. And so even federal legislators or policymakers don't necessarily understand our industry as well as they should, because I can remember policymakers looking at a stockpile rule that was going to require power plants to have a stockpile of a certain size. And we're thinking, wait a minute, we have the whole mine adjacent to the power plant. And that, you know, it wasn't like news to them, but they hadn't integrated that into their rulemaking. And so what you're talking about is one of the things that people don't understand as much. What's another thing that if you were to talk to people surprises them to learn about the coal industry?
It's kind of a funny topic. People don't realize how big the equipment is that mines the coal. And then further that, the biggest piece of equipment out on a coal mine here in the surface coal mines in North Dakota is the drag line. And almost every one of my kids or even the general public that I talk to don't realize that even the machine that digs the coal that helps make the electricity runs on electricity. You know, they see these large pieces of equipment out there and they think, oh, it's got to be diesel. But the largest piece of equipment on a coal mine in North Dakota is the drag line, and the drag line runs on electricity. And that, you know, they kind of think, what? How can that be? But it is true that they have some of the largest extension cords that run out to those drag lines. So that's definitely one of those eye-opener, surprising things when I talk to people.
Yeah. Well, there's a little bit of work in some places looking at the electrification of the coal haulers, but they're so big, the batteries would weigh so much that it would reduce the capacity of the coal hauler by like 70%. So you'd be paying to just the battery around all day because they're just too big for that. But one of the things that has been looked at is autonomous vehicles, and you know, you could program a route in for the coal hauler. And we're a long ways away from that, because it's, you know, there's so many variables there. So when we sent out the email, the beginning of the week talking about, hey, thank a coal miner. It was National Miners Day. And thanking those folks for what they do every day. And you remember, you think about it, how hard their job is when you wake up and go outside and it's 1 degree and I'm like, oh, I'm cold. I need to pre-start my car and run the 30 feet to my front door. And they're out there every day in this weather doing a job a lot harder than ours. So we just appreciate the work that they do and the job they do. Kay, you recently moved into a new role and responsibility at Lignite Council. What are you looking forward to? What kind of excites you about this new opportunity there?
Oh, yes. So I'm kind of moving out of that membership piece that I've, and the education piece that I've held the last several years and into marketing and communications role. And I think what really excites me about the future is exactly what you're talking about. The people that make up the mines and the coal industry here in North Dakota. I dabbled with other industries, and there just isn't one like this out there. It's a family, and, you know, these people are so important to the entire state of North Dakota, and what excites me is making sure that everybody in North Dakota and everybody in the region knows who keeps their lights on, who keeps the heat on in North Dakota, who keeps the air conditioning, more important to me, air conditioning in the summer on, and you know, we're talking about really cool things like billboards and yard signs and going out into the school systems more. You know, in just a couple of years, we're going to be celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Lignite Energy Council. So there's going to be some really cool things that go along with that. You know, even looking at in 2028, it will be the 50th anniversary of Falkirk Mine beginning production. That's not that far into the future. So there's some really great things that we're going to be able to celebrate and some great things that we've already had in place to being able to capitalize on them even more. Steve Van Dyke, who's been in the communications area for Lignite Energy Council for the past nearly 20 years, has had one of the best programs that I've seen, and that's with the Larks, in combination with the Larks. And he's really been able to grow the awareness of the LEC, the awareness of our coal industry through that program. So I'm really excited to be able to continue on a lot of the great foundation things that Steve has been able to put in place for the LEC, where really it's going to be getting out and communicating with the people, the individuals that need to hear our message and those that make it so that we can listen to radio programs just like this.
Right. I mean, this is the type of thing that doesn't exist without reliable, resilient electricity. And, you know, you don't need to go dark too many times to say, wait a minute, we got to figure out our power supply better. You know, talking about the Larks, that was one of those things that way back when they started Lignite Council, we're like, hey, what if we sponsored the lights coming on? Because the lights don't come on without the coal miners digging the coal. And then North American Coal said, what if we sponsored the smoothing the dirt out, the infield reclamation? And it's just fun to see the analogies that you can draw from a baseball game to the power industry. And it's a fun thing to do, and it's fun involvement in the community and remind people of the place of electricity in their lives while they're out there having a good time as well.
Absolutely. And the scavenger hunt is also pretty darn cool.
Yeah, when Larks start back up, everybody's got to go look at the scavenger hunt. Now we're getting trunky for spring.
Yes.
We have more coming up. Kaylin Coe and Jason Bohr. And you at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or text 701-237-1590.
Hey, it's Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe.
Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. patriotmobile.com/flagfamily. Or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you. For a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first. So you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI BIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI BINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Hey, now more than ever, very important to support companies and organizations that share our values. And Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes that we care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. You get a free activation with code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is super easy. If you go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily, patriotmobile.com/flagfamily, call their U.S.-based customer service team, 972-PATRIOT. That is 972-PATRIOT. Patriot Mobile, proud sponsors of What's on Your Mind, where Jason Bohr is sitting in for Scott Henin, who will be back next week on the New York City trip right now. Jason, welcome back.
Great to be back. We're talking to Kay here and talking about the future of the lignite industry and the state and the benefits that industry provides to us as far as a warm house on a cold morning. It can be as simple as that when you wonder why we do what we do. But, Kay, we're talking with Congressman Armstrong, and one of his favorite things to do is talk to high school seniors. You have spent a lot of time talking about energy policy, mining, and those types of things with a broad range of students in North Dakota. What is your experience in visiting with those students about energy stuff?
Surprisingly, I have gotten the distinct impression over the last nearly 14 years talking with various age students that they're actually more connected and understand the industry far better than even most of their parents, to be honest. I believe that our North Dakota school systems really do a great job in connecting the dots for the students in North Dakota, often despite some of the outside influences that might creep into curriculums. But really, we do a great job here in North Dakota. And kids get excited about it. I think one of the things that the kids really, really get excited about is they hear of all the job opportunities. And they know that there's a future for them no matter what they want to do here in North Dakota. And a lot of those job opportunities, it doesn't have to be college. It doesn't have to be post-collegiate. It doesn't even require a college degree. You know, we have a lot of skilled labor opportunities, a lot of CEO and a lot of chief executive level jobs in the industry, and that's what they really want to talk about. They want to talk about, you know, if they want to be a welder or even a graphic designer, there's a spot for them. And we try to connect the dots on their level with hands-on things. And that's really what we've found to be of the most important. We kind of changed up our teacher seminar a little bit this year, Jason. I don't think we've done anything like this in the past. We took an entire day and gave the teachers hands-on things to take back to the classroom, where they got to mine a Play-Doh out of a little tin container, like a bread tin. They got to do core sampling, just like they do at the coal mines, and then they had to do the math with it. Another thing that we do with the teachers and the kids is cake pan mining, where they actually mine real lignite out of a cake pan. They have to reclaim their mine just like we do here in North Dakota, and then they have to figure out if they made a profit or if they lost money doing the mine. So
like the old lemonade stand game for computers, right? So, and, you know, the education infrastructure in North Dakota is really, it does do a good job of being energy aware. And, you know, I think a lot of that credit we give to our superintendent, Kirsten Basler, who does just a great job at recognizing the opportunities for those kids, but also folks like yourself who are implementing these things down, like, how do you get through in a way that is educationally accurate, but also fun? And, like, my daughter helped you put those things together, and she loved it. She still talks about, you know, the cake pan mining. And what's the other one you do with the cookies?
Yes, chocolate chip cookie mining. Yep, that is definitely the crowd favorite.
Yeah, and so I think one of the things that, you know, if you're talking to kids in North Dakota, if you want to work in energy, there are jobs there. You pick an interest area, and you can pretty much find it in the energy industry in North Dakota. And that's kind of cool, because when I was going to NDSU in the late 90s, there was the big concern about the exodus of these young people, the brain drain. And that's been completely reversed. We went in probably a matter of 15 years from being one of the oldest states in the nation to now one of the youngest. And that doesn't happen without interesting jobs and solid careers. And those are the types of things that it takes the policy apparatus some time to catch up. But North Dakota has done a good job of being adaptable to that.
not only adaptable, but forward thinking. You know, you even look at the Polytechnic Institute and that up at Bismarck State College. So not only can students learn and grow within the state, within the prep education system, but they can stay here for post-secondary education all the way through careers. They never have to leave.
Yeah, and that makes for solid careers when people have the confidence that they can be where they want to be. They're not always looking for the next big thing. So it's great, a great education program that we have in North Dakota. You've done a great job on that, and thanks for being with us this morning.
More What's in Your Mind is on the way.
You see the signs everywhere. Strata. What are they? They're all about service, exceptional service and support to their customers, quality, high-quality, cost-competitive products and services, integrity, innovation, too, and they're a great place to work. The Strata Corporation has a career for you waiting at stratacorporation.com. Click the careers link. Solid people, solid products, solid performance. Since 1910, that's Strata solid.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.